I'm Jeff Robson. Every Sunday here on UMFM from 2 to 4 p.m., I host Tell the Band to Go Home. What is it? Well, it's a singer-songwriter show playing folk, country, roots, blues, pop, all kinds of stuff. You'll hear interviews, live performances, and all kinds of great music. What more could you want? Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. It's right here on 101.5 UMFM. For more information on the show or to even hear past shows, check out tellthebandtogohome.com.
Forceful. I hate that guy. Who is that guy? I hate that guy.
Who is that?
Don't listen to that show.
Terrible, terrible.
Jim, who was it? Jim Robinson?
I don't know. What's
his name? Rob Jeffson.
I've been called worse.
By us, even. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here on Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m. So what? Tune in.
I listened to your show on Sunday. The new co-host was...
Yeah.
I think he's got sights on your position.
I finally...
he's so cute.
I'm behind on the podcast. Loaded up some podcasts today, so...
Well, there you
go. Check your iTunes. They're not on my website yet, but they should be on iTunes now, so... Check that out if you so desire.
Very cool.
All right, Terry, it's your turn.
Oh, boy. Buckle your safety belts, folks. This is always a risky proposition when T-Bar brings in stuff that we've never heard of.
No, or have I, but boy, I love the artwork on this. So, no, I've actually...
Actually, this guy's kind of hot.
Yeah. Don't you think Jeff and I look like him a bit with our scruffy beards?
Hey, you got it going on, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a good-looking dude.
Look at his eyes.
Who does he look like? He looks like somebody, doesn't he?
He reminds me of somebody, you're right.
Dave Matthews.
No, he doesn't look like Dave Matthews.
Matthew Good?
No.
Bob T-Bar? Schneider?
T-Bar?
No. He looks like somebody. I don't know who it is.
Yeah. He is good, though.
I don't know who he sounds like, but I'm sure we'll find out. I'm a little nervous, but it does look... And, you know, I've often said that you can judge by you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a CD by its cover. And this one looks like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, the kid's okay.
I have hope for this one.
The kid's okay.
I even like the song names. Dirty Little War. Draw the Curtains.
Haven't I heard that song, Dirty Little War?
I don't know.
Sex, Lies, and Money.
Wow.
Washed by the Water. Anyways, this looks really good. We're going to play When I Can Afford to Lose.
Oh.
Which... Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Sure. What's his name? What's the dude's name?
Will Hoge. H-O-G-E. Hoge.
How about just Hoge?
I have a friend who has a similar last name. It's B-O-G-E and it's Boga.
Well, JK's using the European pronunciation.
It's German and I have German ancestry.
I'm going Hoge.
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 Listen to Will.
Will Hoge.
On Steel Belts Radio.
2 years. 3 months and 5 days. I've been trying to climb this wall. 2 years, 3 months, 5 days. Well, please don't let me fall. Understand, my dear, when you come walking near, I want you back again. 'Cause I know that I can't win. It's not for me to choose. I'll take you back again when I can afford to lose. Picture on my table, and your ghost is sleeping in my bed. And your goodbye still rattles and rattles and rattles around like thunder through my. So I have one more cigarette and hope that soon I will forget when you walked in. 'Cause I know that I can win. not for me to choose. I'll take you back again when I can afford to lose. Take you back again when I can afford to lose. Don't leave me hanging on this borderline. The things I could do with a whisper from you could just understand, my dear, when you come walking near, I want you back again, 'cause I know that I can't win. It's not for me to choose. I'll take you back again when I can afford to lose. Take you back again. Texas for so long, Lord, I need a change. For 10 long years, this old place ain't seen a drop of rain. Now the wind blows every day, Lord, all like a desert snow. Like a lost bound train running on cocaine and out of control. Put on the south side of heaven, won't you take me home? 'Cause I've been brewing down for so long and know it's getting cold.
down the Louisiana byway, lonesome highways roll on. Won't you take me where the poor man lives? It's where I call my home. And can't you see that I breathe nothing but a changing pace? By my soul, 'cause it comes from a hard-earned place. But on the south side of hell, I'ma want you take me home, 'cause I've been gone for so long, and Lord, it's getting cold. But on the south side of heaven, won't you take me home? 'Cause I've been gone for so long, and now it's getting cold.
Nothing you got. got nothing at all. And I threw you a rope, and you grabbed and broke. Got nothing else in my hands. So won't you take my blanket and go? Won't you take my blanket and go? Won't you take my blanket and go? These are troubled souls. Warm.
It's done, 10-4 over and out. We've been living high on the hog of love, but we're going through a drought. Somewhere a lonely violin struggles to be heard. Villain dies a thousand deaths so we can all be sure this is the ending. Here come the ending. I remember a night out on the road. My car lost all control. Shook me up and threw me down. I wound up in a hole. Living like a fugitive in the Florida Keys. I moved a lot of furniture. I picked a lot of trees. Waiting on the ending. My happy ending. Praying on the ending. A happy ending. I memorize my favorite scenes. All the lines come right to me. Now the tears are really mine. The moon is just another lie. Winners lose, heroes fall. It'll make no sense at all. No sense at all. Start again. The ghosts we gave up long ago are gone with the wind. I don't know when to fall. That was your claim to fame. But I must say, you're looking good for this. Late in the game, is this the ending? Here come the ending. A happy ending.
I wish I never came. Well, I'm going someplace where they never say your name. You kept me up all night with your coke and gin, left me next morning and turned.
Wow, that was a good CD, T-Bar. Where did you get that fine CD?
Got it from my good buddy, Desi.
Wow, Santa was good to you this year. That was good. You know what? It's interesting. Those last two records are a couple of my favorites of the year. But you picked songs that I never would have picked, but I really liked them. I'm hearing those songs again for the very first time, it seems like. That was a great one.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. Elin Jewell there from her great record, Letters from Sinners and Strangers, one of my favorites of the year.
Yeah, that's a great song.
What's the name of that track? Did you want to turn on your mic?
Where They Never Say Your Name.
Nice.
It's like, it's the not Cheers.
No, it's the anti-Cheers.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
We heard Chuck Prophet, Soap and Water is the album, and Happy Ending was the track.
That was a good track. You know, I just listened to that today, and I must have... It's the last song, actually.
Maybe you didn't make it that far.
Well.
You
know what I finally noticed today was there's a bonus track on the Brandy Carlile. A hidden track at the end.
At the end.
I've never listened that long before.
Yeah.
But it's like seven minutes into it. But I know. It drives me nuts.
I just left it playing today, and then I was like, it was a great song. Why is it hidden? You know. You're a friend of hers.
Yeah.
I'm not a friend.
It's Facebook.
I think I am a fan of her on Facebook.
Nice.
And the Weaker Thans.
Oh.
That's the only two.
I'm just in the Damwells and the Green Sprouts Club for the Real Sax.
I'm with Sheila, She-Wolf of the SS, and a couple of others.
I don't feel so good.
All right, then.
Yeah, I just thought I'd share that. We heard Joe Purdy, Take My Blanket and Go.
I really like that one. And whoever tipped you off on that one is pretty smart as well, because that turned out to be a pretty good pick.
That's a great CD.
Just don't like the packaging.
No, the packaging sucks.
You should have spent another dime and put it in a case.
Seriously, that's tragic. I thought I lost the thing because it's in that stupid little thin package. And look, where is it? I don't know. I got to dig for it now. Yeah. It's like, that's stupid. Joe, get a case, man.
Another couple great finds by the great Corky. We heard Ryan Bingham.
Not bad. I've heard a lot about that guy.
South Side of Heaven.
Glad to
very nice. Yeah. That's from his album called Mescalito.
Yeah.
And Will Hoga. Hogue.
Oh, come on.
Hoge.
Hog.
However you want to say. The album's called
Will Hoagie.
The album is called Draw the Curtains, and the song was called When I Can Afford to Lose.
He's American. I bet you he says Hoagie. I bet you.
Is he American?
Let's call him up. Does he say, Will, what's your name? I bet you he says Hoagie.
Get him on the
I
line, betcha. KK. That was a good song, though, right?
You didn't yes, care. It was excellent.
KK liked it.
I certainly did.
Yeah.
Maybe Wikipedia will have the phonetical spelling.
You think so?
Wikipedia has everything. Are they up on that
kind of thing over there?
Sure. They have everything.
I was reading that they're deleting more stuff than they're adding on Wikipedia.
Are they?
This big article in the paper.
Really?
Yeah. They've kind of leveled off on all their things, all their entries. And now they're just going through and cutting out the crap.
Well, that would be about half.
Oh, he's in there. What do you know? Check him out. I bet you. I bet you. He's American. I bet you it's Hoagie.
Speaking of Hoagie, I'm hungry again now.
Hey, you haven't been into the tray for a while. Are you saving some? Because Amanda might stop by now.
I don't know.
She called, so.
Yeah.
Get in while the getting's good.
Our friends at
Is that bad? Is that bad etiquette to come and eat your own gift tray?
Yeah.
How do you say H-O-A-G?
Hoag.
Okay, that's how it's.
Hoag.
You sure?
That's what
I said in the first place, but them Americans are weird. I bet you it's hoagie.
It says pronounced, and then in quotes it says H-O-A-G.
All right.
Maybe hoag. That could be hoag.
Come on, get out of here.
The hoag, yes.
No.
Anyways. So, thanks for handing me some CDs, Jeff.
Oh, no problem.
To play.
Glad I could help you with that.
Because I got nothing in the queue.
Are we still playing our favorite stuff? You know what I want to hear? And you'll have to pull it up. I was thinking since we got a lot of time, we'll play a couple of long songs that we never end up playing.
Yeah.
And I got to hear Robert's Lullaby.
Choctaw
just once.
Bingo.
No, not
Choctaw Bingo, yeah.
No. Start off with Robert's Lullaby. Because, I love that track, but we never play because it's so long. But now we're going to play it, darn it.
Yeah, we have nothing but time.
And Acadian Driftwood is another good one. I was going to pick that one too, but.
All right. From Richard Schindel?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Although I think I, did I just play that?
I don't know.
No.
No, not on this
show. Isn't it on your record?
Yes, it is.
Your compilation?
This is one of the bonus tracks on the MP3 collection, if you dig into that on the Best of 2007. The calls have been overwhelming of people asking for these things.
Yeah.
Get them before they're all gone.
I'll be honest with you, folks. It takes a lot of time, and these things are costing me an arm and a leg this year. 4 CDs, printed them up and everything. CDs, there's this levy now, so they're really expensive.
Yeah, what is
that? So if you don't want one, don't ask for one. That's fine. But, I mean, if you want one, help yourself.
Yeah, they got the
not
levy.
Not sure what kind of a sales pitch that is, but.
You put a lot into it, though.
I know.
The ink.
Right. I know.
The time. The.
I know, and nobody's paying for that but
the
me.
The cases, yeah. The sweat, the blood up to your knees, and blood and
let
guts.
Let me tell you, it was a
bullet.
It was a labor this year, not of love after a while. But
did you send some to Allison?
Not yet.
Well, and there's postage, there's gas because you're delivering them.
There's, yeah.
Because you're such a nice guy.
I know.
Okay, we're going to play Robert's Lullaby by Sun Parlor Players, one of Jeff's favorite albums of the year.
Absolutely. I think if I had to pick one, that would be it. In fact, on my FAR report, did you fill in your FAR report yet, T-Bar?
I didn't.
You got to fill in your FAR and away before tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll
have to do that. Look at that. Album of the year, number one, Sun Parlor Players, Hymns for the Happy, Baudelaire Records. It originally came out last year independently, but it was re-released this year on Baudelaire, and apparently they re-recorded a bunch of it, so it's different. I'd love to find the original version now to compare, but it's so good. These guys were so good live, and KK got on really nicely with Rosie, and then he absconded with $10 of our money.
Wow.
But they were getting along really well before that. But just a damn good band. The Sun Parlor Players, they're going to be big someday. You heard them here first. Robert's Lullaby. This is such a good song. Listen to this song.
Fighting thoughts that I can no longer constable, can I help you on your way? I heard you were looking for someone that might lead you someday. But that man up the road, he's not guilty for what you think he's done. After all, you're going the same way as him, and this is not a race to be won. But before you go, you're gonna have to pay the toll. First kiss my feet, then get a shovel and then dig me a hole. Dig it big enough so both you and I can just fit in. Us is dying today, 'cause we both know we've sinned. I'm not sorry for what you think I've done. I've laughed and I've loved and I've cried all kinds of fun. Maybe we can think of some answers that we both haven't tried. I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, I think it's gotta go down like this. You've got a gun and so do I, but I don't think I'm gonna miss. So sit, sir, sit on the road by me. We'll watch the road together and we'll watch my brother Don walk free. Please let him be. He's never done anything to you. He's never done anything to you except maybe bend the truth. He's never done anything to you.
like a man had them cast away. Some stayed on to finish what they started. They never parted, they're just built that way. We had kin living south of the border. They're a little older and they've been around. Rolled in a letter, life here is a whole lot better. So pull up your stakes, children, and come on down. Driftwood, gypsy tailwind. They call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front moving in. Oh, what a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. Fifteen under zero and the day became a threat. My clothes were wet and I was drenched to the bone. Been out ice fishing, too much repetition. Make a man wanna leave the only home he's known. Sailing out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare, all we had was gone. Broke down along the coast, oh, what hurt the most? When the people there said, we better keep moving on. Everlasting summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turf. Can't think of one good reason to remain. Worked in the sugar fields up from New Orleans. It was evergreen up until the floods. You can call it an omen, point to where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood. Canadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind. They call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front moving in. Oh, what a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. Acadia, chez le mal du pays, ta neige Acadia, fait des larmes au soleil. J'arrive Acadia, chez le mal du pays, ta neige Acadia, fait des larmes au soleil. Silhouettes of town hall clocks, smokestacks of gray, illusions of grandeur, they're always on display. I'm walking the wrong way down a one-way street. Bikini kill on the rise, and the boys they say just blame it on the heat. Back and forth in my mind, the situation has tossed and turned. But I always take to the wind. Smoke in my eyes from the campfire last night, the crackle and burn. And now I'm
We're gonna set things off physical this year. See the aerobic constructor with the sweat-stained armpit. Ah, motorcycle mamas and papas, selling leather coats that pray to God would fit. On the graffiti wall, 14-year-olds are tagging over your name. I'm willing to keep a secret, but not carry all the blame. Busy bees and horny toads, and of course Picasso's horse. But I always take to the wind, and then I'll return with an unearthly. My forehead purple and gold. Don't brag of your adventures unless you're willing to break the mold. I got stopped on my way to the mountain. Now I just can't find no peace. You can't love two women at the same time, nor hate the one that loves you the least. I'm just sleeping by the getaway van, while somebody in the distance listens to Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. But I always take to the wind. Whatever happens, just remember me to one who lives there.
Even to myself, saw my reflection in a window. I didn't know my own face. Oh, brother, you're gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia. Till my legs felt like stone. I heard the the voices of my friends vanished and gone. At night I hear the blood coursing through my veins, just as black and whispering as a cold, cold rain in the streets of Philadelphia. The night has fallen. I'm still lying here awake, and I can feel myself slowly slipping away. Receive me, my brother, with your faithless kiss, or else we're gonna leave each other all alone right here like this on the streets of Philadelphia.
To Winnipeg, I checked into school. diamonds isn't gold. I know you heard that story told. Well, I'm a pauper in a naked disguise, a millionaire through the businessman's eye. Oh, friend of mine, don't be denied.
That's you know, I got to be honest with them. Probably one of my most disappointing records of the year. But that song almost makes up for it. I've been looking forward to this for years since I first heard about this. There were, like 10 years ago or so, there was a great album called Borrowed Tunes, Neil Young tribute. Great Canadian bands, and I absolutely loved it. And I heard like a while ago that they were doing a new one with like Matt Mays, Danny Michelle, and all these great people. And I thought that's going to be stellar. It's absolute garbage, except for that one song, which is fantastic. That's Alana Lewandowski. You got D. Mitch there on guitar, and we saw D. Mitch and the New Meanies do that as part of Neofest. Holy crap!
One of the best shows
I've ever seen in my life. Most incredible thing ever. The Meanies are playing on Friday, tomorrow night at the Pyramid. And you know who I just found out is opening for them? I can't believe this. Novelero is opening for them. It's going to be absolute zoo down there tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. Novelero, one of my other favorite shows of the year. And, you know, I just kind of went on a lark because I was bored and kind of cranky to see the Soul Review at the West End in the year. It was in March or something. And it just absolutely floored me. It was incredible. One of the best shows I've ever seen as well. I don't think they're doing the Soul thing tomorrow, but Novelero and the New Meanies tomorrow at the Pyramid Cabaret.
Great.
I don't want to miss that one. I got to see that one. That's going to be good.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. Their version of Neil Young's Don't Be Denied there. Alana Lewandowski from Kelwood, Manitoba.
Well done, Alana.
Yep.
Before that, we heard Betty Levette with Streets of Philadelphia.
Little Bruce content. And Dean wanted us to send that out to old Uncle Stu there at the Twang Trust.
The Twang. Will Stu appreciate that? Because, of course, the Bruce wasn't.
You know, I totally forgot his show was on yesterday. My schedule's so screwed up.
Oh, you're off, though.
I totally forgot that he was on yesterday.
Maybe he took a break.
I don't know what day it is now. So I'm sure it was good. We'll have to catch the podcast in action.
Maybe Stu took a holiday break.
No. He was doing the show with, I think the family was coming down for a Christmas show or something.
Oh, hee-haw. They put the house on wheels and tore it down.
Never know.
Then the woolly bear.
Jeez. We also heard from C.R. Avery. That was Slave Lake Blues.
Another big Stu Reed favorite. Now, I know you probably heard that and went, what the hell is this? You wouldn't get you don't get the CD until you see the guy live. The guys, they didn't take a cab down here, did they?
Well, they got money to spend on a cab.
The guy is absolutely incredible live. C.R. Avery, one of the best live performers I've ever seen in my life. He played at the double-barreled CD release party with Scott Nolan and Gurf Morlux at the West End Cultural Center earlier this year, and then he went over to the High and Lonesome Club. I didn't go, but Stu said that the High and Lonesome Club show was better. And
that was Stu's show of the year,
absolutely. And the guy, I mean, I did not want to see C.R. Avery. I actually wanted to go late, so I missed the guy. But Gurf ended up playing first, so I'm glad I didn't go late. But boy, am I glad that I saw C.R. Avery, because the guy is phenomenal live. And I really wanted to hate him because I hate the Tons of Fun University, and he's in that band. I hate that.
Tofu, yeah. We
hate it.
Wasn't that when we
made
all our beer runs?
Yeah. We went to the Noodle House, actually. They were so bad that we went for noodles in Regina. And
Terry made that girl cry.
It wasn't hard to make her cry, though.
Every time I said something, she cried.
We were playing in the fountain and stuff. Yeah. It was good times.
With Julie. I think that was a different year.
Who's that? When we rode that big heifer out. The cow.
The pig. I think it was a big pig. Yeah.
When you rode her out front.
Yeah.
So when did they let us back into that
town? Did you see the Regina Folk Fest, by the way, they had their Christmas special on. Their low, low price for Christmas was $60.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Which means.
Didn't we pay $60 for 4 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was it was $30 a person, was it not?
It was, yeah, but it's gone way up, and the lineup is not that good anymore. No. So I didn't buy anybody a Regina Folk Fest pass for Christmas, but I don't know. It was good times when we went
I met what's that
guy's
name?
All choked up just thinking about it.
John Corbett there.
Oh yeah, that's right. You got your picture taken with John Corbett.
Mr. Big.
That's right.
And I actually saw the movie on TV the other day. He was in town filming a movie.
That movie? Was on the horror movie that he was filming?
Yeah, it was it's on like Movie Central right now. I can't even remember what it's called. That's terrible, but
is it bad?
Okay,
he was cute.
What?
Oh, he's hot. we also heard from Richard Schindel. Schindel. Acadian Driftwood.
Sure it wasn't.
Yeah, Schindel-y. Cover the Band classic there. And on that record, maybe we should have worked that better, but on that record he also does Born in the USA. Pretty interesting version. So maybe we should have played that back to back with the Betty LeVette, but now what are you going to do?
Somebody parked beside me in the parking lot, but they haven't come out of the car.
Oh, because they're too busy listening to us.
Maybe they're waiting.
That could be. They don't want to leave the radio.
That's right. They don't want to miss a second of this exciting
and here comes another
steel belted action.
Flash your lights if you're listening. Come on, flash your lights if you're listening.
Oh, just going to keep on driving by.
No,
it's a pretty slow day here at the university, so anytime we see a car, we get a little excited. If you want to come down, by the way, we're at the third floor University Center. There's nobody here, so
you got lots of
places to park.
We found a nut to crack.
We've improvised our own nutcracker now.
Jared, butter tarts.
Jared staples something next week.
He'd be picking bits of almond out of a stapler for a month now. But we're having good times down here. Yeah. And we're going to pull out some real bad stuff soon. I got some stuff in my bag that I can smell it from here. It's so bad.
It's like the
that one is just so vile.
Yeah. Did you bring it too?
I wish this were a visual medium so that everybody could see how vile that record really is.
Yeah, it's.
But we'll play it soon.
I just know it's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be terrible, but it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, plus the ranch hands.
I got to find out what that lady with the gun. Oh, she's hilarious.
Taylor Barton.
So first, we're going to hear some commercials. I decided.